Okay, Sharif Dalit Amir Aleph. The bottom. As Hanes Benita Chayiv, the King Kazayas Min Hanes. Carry a mace in a bed, you're chayiv on the mace because dead weight. And also, even a Kazayas Min Hanes. Omar Rava Babrachana, Omar Rav Yochanan, Omar Rav Yosef, Omar Rav Shum Bin Levi, Poter Hoyar Rav Shimim, Afa Motzias Hanes, the Cobra. No, we have Rish Lakishim, Shimon Lakishim. Poter Hay Rav Shimon, Afa Motzias Hanes Lakovro. Rav Shimon pattered, even if you're taking out the mace, to bury him. Even though Shabbos is not allowed to bury him, but the mace, if that was your kavana, you are what's it called, potter even for that. It's still called Malacha Shein Tzrich Legufa. Rashi, Afa Motzias Hanes Lakovro, Velo Temelo Potter Ela B'minicho Lachutz. They don't say that Rav Shimon only pattered if you took the mace outside. So there, Bechlal, you didn't have any tzorich for the mace. Just wanted to get him out of the house. But here, there was a tzorich for the mace himself. Dein tzorich lo legufo shel motzi, velo legufo shel hotzoa. There, you didn't have a tzorich, not for your purpose. You didn't need to take this mace out. You would have been happy if the mace disappeared. The only thing is that since he was in the house, you wanted to get him out of the house. That's called not letzora gufo of the motzi. You didn't need this thing. You weren't carrying because you needed it somewhere else. You're carrying it because you needed it out of the house. The lola gufa shalotzon. You didn't need it for the tzorach of the mace either. Tafilu hu tzorach hamace potter. Chiddush is that even if it's the tzorach hamace, but it's not for your tzorach, that's called malacha shein tzrich legufa. I don't need to carry this thing. Even though lechaora there's a mitzvah to bury the mace, so it's, you're doing it letzorach your mitzvah. But it could be you're not the one who's chayiv. You're carrying the mace out, and you're not doing it l'tzorach the mitzvah of kvura. Stop, you're doing it, the mace has to be covered. But you don't have that mitzvah. It's not your achrayis or whatever. It's a mace. It's not your relative. You're not mechuyev to bury him. So there's no tzorach for you bechlau. What?
I thought by Dabra Mav,
yeah, that's a different, that's all tiltul mukta. It's nothing to do with that. That's all mukta. This is also, okay. That's one thing, two things, separate things. Okay, that's where they weren't carrying him out into Rosh Hashanah. There's metalkel him. No, the metalkel, whatever the metalkel. It was in the chotzer. It was or in Eruv. There was no tzotzah over there. There was just a tzotzel mut. Omar Rava, Moder of Shimon b'mar lachbar bo, the Sefer Torah likros bo dechayiv. Rav Shimon is Moder. That if you carry out a hoe to dig with, or a Sefer Torah to read, that you're chayiv. It's more of shita. That's called melacha tzricha legufa. You need the thing to use the thing that you're carrying. You need the thing to be where you're carrying. Either the Sefer Torah in a place where you're going to read it, or the hoe in a place where you're going to dig with it. So the Gemara says pshita. The iha nami melacha shein tzrich legufa hi ela melacha tzrich legufa l'Rav Shimon hechi meshkachas. If that's also called melacha shein tzrich legufa, where it's not, where it is letzorech the motzi, still it's considered melacha shein tzrich legufa. Then where is Rav Shimon mechayev? What's called melacha tzrich legufa? Gemara says mal d'seima adiika legufo ulegufa kigo mar lasos lotas v'lachbor sefer Torah lahagia v'likrospo. I might think that Rav Shimon holds that you need letzorech gufo and gufo. In order to be melacha tzrich legufo, it has to be letzorech the hotzah. You need this thing to carry it, and also the thing itself has to be carried. You're doing some tzorech in the thing itself and for your sake. For instance, what's it called? Rashi, Lagavi the mar, mar lach berbo shu tzorech hamotzi. When you only carry out the hoe to dig with it, so that's your tzorech. You need the hoe to dig with. So you need to get it to the place where you want to dig. But mar lasos lotas, but if it's a tzorech gufo u gufa, the case would be the following. Vilachbar, mora shenirza piv, the tzorech lahoshiv alav kimintas dak sheroi lachbar. You need to take it to a place where you'll have some kind of piece of metal that you put on the end of the hoe to be able to use it for digging. Right, so you need to take it to that place for the sake of the hoe, and you need it for digging too. So I might think that the tzorach gufo means you need it for the tzorach of the thing itself and for your purposes. Kamash malon not. Right, same thing as Sefer Torah. I need to take the Sefer Torah to the shul to be able to lane, and also to fix it. So to check it over. So I need it for the sake of the Sefer Torah and for my purposes. Kamash Malan, you don't need both things. You just need Letzorech, the person himself. Right? I need to carry this thing where I'm carrying it. Not that I need just to get it out of the house. Right? That's not the way, that's not the purpose they carried in the Mishkan, at least the way the Tosfos learns. According to Rashi, that's not called Meleches Machsheves, because I'm not carrying it for the sake of the thing. I'd be happy if I didn't have to carry it at all. I don't need this thing. I just want it out of the place where it is. So Kamash Malan, you don't say that, and Reb Shimon is Mechayiv, even Letzorech Gufo, even if it's not Letzorech Gufo. Okay. Hahu Shachva, the Havi Bidrokeres, right? There was a, what's it called? A mace that was in this place. Shorer of Nachman Bar Yitzchak Lafuke LeKarmelis. So Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchak permitted to take the mace out into a Karmelis. And again, don't get confused. There's two separate halachas here. There's a halacha of muktzah, tiltul muktzah. That's where there's no hotzah at all, not to another rishus. You're carrying it in the same house, you're moving it in the same house, you're moving in the same chotzer. There's a shail of tiltul muktzah, the mace is muktzah. Right? And that we had before, that al yidei kikr v'tinok, you can move the muktzah, but you can't carry it into another rishus. Here, the shail was not muktzah. Here, the shail was carrying it into another rishus, right, hotzah. So since Reb Shimon holds that if you carry it into Shus HaRabim, you'd be potter, what about into a Karmelis? A Karmelis already is trade the Rabbanon, right? If you carry it into Shus HaRabim, you'd be potter because Melacha Sein Tzrich LeGufa. In addition to that, even if it was Melacha Tzrich LeGufa, it's only a Karmelis, right? So it's only the Rabbanon. So he permitted, Rav Nachman Yitzchak permitted them to take the mace into a Karmelis, okay? If there was no way of getting out of the house, we'd take it, just taking it somewhere else. There was no other place to take it. You had to take it into a different Rishus. Omer le Rabbi Yochanan, Achva demar bereid the Ravna, the Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Kaman k Rav Shimon, right? You're telling, they're doing that because of Rav Shimon, right? Because Melacha Shein Tzrich LeGufa is potter. So therefore, Hotzah is what's it called, is okay to a Karmelis. Emer the potter Rav Shimon chiyub chattas, Yisura the Rabbanan Niga. Even Rav Shimon holds Sosim of the Rabbanan. So how is he matter him to take the mace into a Karmelis? Omer le, ho Elohim de Eilis Beit, at Vafilu Rabbi Yehuda Shori, right? Over here, what's it called? Even you would have done it. And not only that, but even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it would be mutter. Why? Demika min Rishus HaRabim. I didn't say you could carry into Rishus HaRabim. We're not talking over here in Sidoraisa, where Rabbi Shimon would hold it's only Durabanan, and Rabbi Yehuda holds it's Minat Torah. We're talking about a Karmelis. It's only Nisud Durabanan Bechlal. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only Nisud Durabanan. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's two Durabanans. God will cover Abriyas, Shadochas, Losasa, Shabbatorah. Covered Abriyas is Doche, Alav, Durabanan. Right? Nisud Durabanan. Lav, Losasa, Shabbatorah is Losasa. The Surim of the Rabbanan, they were Masmich, according to the Rambam. It's Min HaTorah. According to the Rambam, it's only Durabanan. But they were Masmich on the Pasuk of Losasa, so that's Mutter Mishum Covered Abriyas. So even if, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even if it had been, since it was only a Karmelis, it was only a Sidur Rabbanan, and it was an Inn of Kavod Abriyas, which we'll see in a second, what was the Kavod Abriyas over here, right? So it's Mutter. Lafuke the Karmelis, Shoye Mutul Bebizoyin, right? So Rashi says, the problem was, the mace was Mutul Bebizoyin. It was lying in an uncovered place. There was no place to put him in a protected place. So it was a Bezoyin to the mace. O Bedleika. Right, or the bezoyin was that there was a fire, and if you left the mace there, it would have been burnt. It would have been a terrible bezoyin for the mace. O bechamor, he's in the sun, and there was no place to move him except into a Karmelis that was shaded, and he was going to decompose, which is also a bezoyin for the mace. The imishum tiltul meiniach alav kikarotinik. That was the al sahutzah. But how about al tiltul muktzah? So Rashi says you put a kikarotinik on the mace when you carry him out to the Karmelis. So Rashi learns that the Bezoyin was the mace. Kavod Abriyas over here was Kavod HaMace, not Kavod HaChayim. Okay? We'll see if we have time when we get to the Mishnah that there are other Shitas over here. That's how Rashi learns. Rashi learns that you're allowed to move him. Either he's going to get burnt up, or if he's what's it called, in the sun, he was decomposing. But the purpose was to save the mace from Bezoyin. And there is two problems over here. One is the Hotzah to the Karmelis, the other one is moving him altogether. So I was moving him altogether. You put a kikkur or a tinnik, and to move him into the karmelis was mutter because of what's it called, gadol kavod habrius. Okay, and since you didn't have to be matter the tilpul mukta, you could put a kikkur or a tinnik, so you put the kikkur or a tinnik. You have to do it, you have to, right? There was no other eitz except to take him to a karmelis. But they could put a kikkur of a tinnik, so they didn't move the mukta, even though gadol kavod habrius, that's kikkur of a tinnik, you put the kikkur of a tinnik. Lo sasa, lav de lo sasa. What lo sasa is there? The lav of lo sasa, which the rabbanon at least were masmich their isuriman. Okay. We have time, so let's see before we go out. So Rashi learns again, it's kavod ha nifter. The Mordechai learns that the only bezoyin that would be mutter, he also mustama holds that it's kavod ha nifter, and he holds only if it would be of the fire. It's only in a fire are you allowed to take the mace into a karmelis, because that's a real bezoyin for the body to be burnt. But just to decompose, so decompose a little bit. What's it called? That's not enough reason. That's what the Mordechai says. The Ravid, and also the Rambam seems to say like that also, says that it's not as covered hanifter, right? Covered a gadol covered abrius is a living person who's, right, but a mace, that's not covered abrius anymore. He's dead. So he's not, doesn't have any bizoyan or whatever. So the covered is covered achai. Covered achai meaning you have a decomposing dead body in your living room, right? It's very uncomfortable. So as kavod achayim, you can get the dead body out of your living room, okay? So obviously that has to be where there's no other etzah, and he's decomposing, because if he wouldn't be decomposing, then there's no kavod abrius, just to get a dead body out of your living room. And what's it called? Therefore, according to this, you wouldn't be able to take the mace if he's going to get burnt up, because that has nothing to do with kavod achayim, right? The mace will be burnt, you solved your problem, right? He won't be decomposing in your living room. It's only decomposing, the opposite of the Mordechai. Right? If it's all covered of the mace, then what's it called? Either decomposing or burning up could be equal, or burning up is worse, and that's the only one that's mutter. If it's all covered achayim, the only thing that's mutter is if he's decomposing. If they get burnt up, then it's not your problem anymore. Right? They solve the problem. Okay, Rashi learns that you have to take care of the tilpul mukta also by putting a kikkur and a tinuk. The Ramban says, no, if you do that, you're making it worse. Because then you're carrying more things out into a karmelis. Right? You're carrying a kikkur and a tinnik also. Right? So, what's it called? According to the Ramban, could be that, first of all, the machlokis, what's the shaila? Do you put a kikkur of a tinnik or not? Right? So, one shaila could be, which is worse isser? Tiltul mukta or carrying into a karmelis? Right? If carrying into a karmelis is a worse isser, so then you don't put a kikkur of a tinnik. But if tiltul mukta is a worse isser, then it could be you have to put a kikkur of a tinnik, even though you're going to make more of a hotzah, but you're going to alleviate the problem of mukta, which is a worse one. The Ran says there's no problem, like the Ramban says, of putting a kikkur of a tinnik. Right? If you can solve the problem of mukta by putting a kikkur of a tinnik, right? Then you're not making it worse atzah, because the kikkur and tinnik are tuffel to the mace, right? They become bottle to the mace, so you're not chayiv on them. So there's no chotzah on those things; they're bottle anyway. Another shaila that they say what this tali in is kavod abrius doche two isurim or only one, right? If you hold that it's doche two isurim, so then just like you're allowed to take him to a karmelis, you're allowed to be metaltel mukta. But if you hold that it's only doche one isurim. Right, like we have an essay is not doche tu lavin, or it's a machlokas really. It's a shaila. Whether essay doche los essay is an essay doche tu lavin. They come together. Some hold yes, some hold not. Same thing over here. Is kavod abrius doche only one lav, or is doche even two lavin? Right, two times los osu. So that's also, would you need the kikkur of a tinnik or not? Just like you're allowed to take them to a karmelis, you're allowed to metaltel mukta, or maybe not. You're only allowed to do one. So the karmelis, you have no etza, but the kikkur v'tinnik you can do for the tiltul mukta. How about taking a mace into Rishus HaRabim, according to Rabbi Shimon? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, into a karmelis is mutter because only the rabbanon. So according to Rabbi Shimon, in Rishus HaRabim is also in the rabbanon. So Melech HaShem Tzirich L'Gufa. So the Rabbeinu Chananel says even according to Rabbi Shimon it's aser, because when did the rabbanon permit mikshum kavod abrius? An Issur D'Rabbanan, when the Issur D'Rabbanan has no Mekor in the Torah. It's not Iker Min HaTorah. Karmelis. There's no Makor in the Torah. But here, the Rosh Hashanah Rabban has a Makor. Except the way you're doing it is only Drabonin. That's not Mutter Mishum Kavod Abrius. That's what Rabbeinu Chananel says, and the Ramban says no. Drabonin is Drabonin. Doesn't make a difference if the Iker is from the Torah or the not Iker from the Torah. Whatever it is, if it's only Drabonin, it's Mutter, even to Rosh Hashanah Rabban, according to Rav Shimon. And he holds that you can only do it either a tinnik, not a kicker, because a tinnik is chai no seis atzmo, right? So it's only what's it called trade rabbana, right? It's mlocha shen tzricha legufa, and the ikar is the tinnik, not the mace, because the ikar is a living person. So the mace is bottled to the tinnik. You're carrying the tinnik, and the mace is bottled to him, and therefore the what's it called? It's a malacha shein tzricha legufa and chai no seis atzmo. So it's a trade rabbanon. That would be what's it called? Being mutter. Okay. Go on. It's non hasha. We have a mishnah. Hatolish simone tuma v'hich v'hamichya over below sasa. If a person has saras and the simonim of the tuma are two hairs, two white hairs. And if those hairs aren't there anymore, then it becomes tahor under certain circumstances, okay? So if you take out the simone tuma, right, it's an iser min ha-Torah, right, of hishomer lecho benega ha-tzoras, right, that you're not allowed to take out simone tuma. Or hichve ha-michye, you have what's it called, raw flesh inside a nega, that's also a simon tuma. And you, what's it called, you burnt it, you singed it. So it's not raw flesh anymore. So he took away the simen tuma. It's an isur d'oraisa. Itmar, achas mishtayim chayev. So if you have two gray hairs and you take one out, you're chayev. Because now one hair is not a simen tuma. You did something. You made the tuma into tara. Achas misholosh. What if you took one out of three? So you left two. It's still tuma. But now you made it easier that if one more will go out, right, it'll be easier. So do you have to make the result immediately, or you made the result easier also? Rav Nachman Amar Chayev, even one of three, you're Chayev, right? Because Lamaisa, you accomplished something. You made it one step closer to becoming Tahar. Rav Sheshes Amar Potter, Rav Sheshes Potter, you didn't do anything. Lamaisa, there's still two hairs there, still Tamei. Rav Nachman Amar Chayev, Ahanu Maisa. You did accomplish something. If one more will be taken away, as the tuma, tuma will go away. Rav Sheshes Amar Potter, Hashda Mias Ha'isa L'tuma. Maisa, he's still tell me now. The question is, did what you're doing is make it almost tahar, or it has to be mamish tahar? Omer Rav Sheshes, Menoa Menala, where do I, Rav Sheshes said, how do I know you're Potter? Disnan, V'chein Kezayis Min Ha'meis, U'Kezayis Min Ha'nevela Chayev. Right? If you take out a complete kezayis from the mace, from the house, so you accomplish something. Okay? According to the whole melacha shein tzricha legufa is chayiv, so you accomplish something by taking out a kezayis. A kezayis from a mace is matame. So if you took a kezayis, you accomplish something, and therefore you're chayiv. And kezayis minan avela. Ha chatzi zayis potter. If you only carried a chatzi zayis from the house, you didn't accomplish anything. Right? Ba'atanya chatzi zayis chayiv. Elamaisa is a brace that says chatzi zayis is chayiv. My love. Hadatanya chayiv the ofik chatzi zayis mikazayis. Bahadis nan potter the ofik chatzi zayis mikazayis umechza. So obviously, the difference between these two, the two braces is, the mission of the braisa is that if you took out, you had a kazayis of a mace in the house, and you took out a half a kazayis, you accomplished something. Now there's only a half a kazayis in the house, not matami anymore. But if you had a kezayis and a half in the house, and you only took out a half a kezayis, you left the whole kezayis there. So you didn't accomplish anything. So therefore, you're potter on that half kezayis. So that's a raya to me, Rav Sheshes says. You see that if you didn't accomplish something now, even though you made it very, very close to being accomplished something, now you only have to take out one more half kezayis to what's it called, to be tahar, still, it's not considered like you accomplished something. Shmuel says, Rav Nachman, what's Rav Nachman to do with that? Idi v'idi chayiv. Both cases you're chayiv. B'chadis nan potter, the afik chatzizayis in meis gadol. It's not where there was only a kezayis and a half. There was a big mace. Or like Tosfos says, it was more than a kezayis v'chayis. There was two kezayis. Then if you took out a half a kezayis, even if you'll take out another half a kezayis, it'll be tar. The case where Rav Sheshes holds that Rav Nachman says that you're chayiv is only where another thing similar, one more, would take away the tuma, right? But if it's any more than one, then even he holds that you didn't do anything. What? No, say the chanami. That's what's the cause. Just talking in that case where you didn't accomplish anything. That's all. And it could have been talking. No, you're right. Your kashas, Tosfos also speaks about lechara. What's it called? It could have been talking in the case where there was no meis altogether. All he took out was there was a tzachatzi zayis. He didn't accomplish anything. He wants to tell me though, even though it was a meis gadol, and you like got me that, you may have considered like you accomplished something still. No. Okay, Rashi. Over below. No. Los hatole simani tuma shtei sairus levanos. Shahabaharis mitame bohem, right? Two gray hairs that the what's it called? White hairs that the baharis is tame. That's a simen tuma. Two hairs, right? So if you took out the hairs, the hichves hamichya, michyas basar chai, right? Raw flesh inside the nega is also a simen tuma. Beseis the hichves el batla, and you singed it, so it's not raw flesh anymore. Mishu michya ulatara. Now it's tahar. Over below Sasi, he shomer benegot zaras. Torah says beferish, be very careful not to take away simani tuma. Echad mi beis shaloha yabo elashtei sairos v'tolosho echad. So if you had only two hairs and those were simen tuma and you took away one, everybody holds your chayiv because you accomplished something. Chayiv the shakla la tuma. You took away the tuma. Shein matame bepachas mi beis. Dohachi altina lo betoras kanim. Seir shnayim the chayiv malchus. Whenever it says seir, it means two. My love, what the Tanya chayiv, the Afi Chatzi Zayis Mikazayis. So now Rav Sheshes says, I'll prove to you that my case where you didn't accomplish what's it called anything now, even though you brought it one step closer to being accomplished, is not considered what's it called an accomplishment. The case is what's it called where if you carry a Chatzi Zayis, one Mishnah says you're chayiv, one Brisa says you're potter. Why isn't it where the Shakle Ubatzri L'Shiure? When you had a kazayas of a mace and you took out away chatzis eyes, you accomplished something. V'hadatani potter, the afi chatzis eyes, mi kazayas umechta. And the one that says your potter is where you had originally a kazayas and a half, and you took off the chatzis eyes, right? Or more. The afal gav the mitzamtin, the shear, even though you're making the shear now exact. So any little bit you'll take away now, right, is going to be potter, or is going to be tahar, right? But lamaisa, right now, you didn't accomplish anything. Milsahi, below amrinan ahani. You don't say that this is called an accomplishment. The shakal minay pursa. If you take a little bit more sules of the shiura, it has to be that at this moment you accomplished something. And Rav Nachman holds no. If you made it just the shear, that any little bit now will make it less than the shear, that's called accomplishing something. But if you left a lot there, right, where any little bit's not going to make a difference, right, then what's it called? Then even he holds you didn't accomplish anything. Hanotel Mishnah. Hanotel Tziparnov Zubizu Obashinov. If you cut your fingernails with your hand or with your you know, there's one fingernail on the other, right? But you do it by hand, not with a cleat. Or with your teeth, you bite your fingernails. The chain saro, the same thing goes with your hair, the chain svamo, you what's it called, bite your mustache off, okay, or you tear it out with your hand. The chain zakano, or your beard. The chain hagodeles, these things the Gemara will discuss what they are. Godeles, the chain hakocheles, the chain hapokeses, all these things are belezer mechayiv. Belezer says, if you do any of them, you're chayiv min haTorah. The chachamim osrim mishum shvus. The chachamim say they're only osrim at the rabbana. Rashi, the chain sairo, tole sairo shall be yodav. You pull out your hair with your hand, not with a scissor. The chain hagodeles, Sarah. What's it called? Godeles, we'll see, can mean that you make a, what's it called? Like a permanent, whatever. You braid it or whatever. Chain hakocheles, neho, or you put, what's it called? A blue kind of the dye over your eye. The chain hapokeses, yesh mirabose omrim, is sakenes, Sarah, b'masrek, obiodayim. Some say, pokeses, is to make a part in your hair with a comb to part your hair. The yesh meforshim tochak min botzek al panel, kshenot lo madim abasar. And some say it has nothing to do with making your hair parted. It's talking about putting some kind of dough on your face to make the face red, right? To give it color. When you take the dough off, it's like a mud pack. When you take it off, it makes the face red. Rabbi Elazar mechayi bekulam chatos. Rabbi Elazar holds are all osur min haTorah. If you do them, b'shogeg you're chayav chatos. The chachamim osur mishum shvus. The time of the Rabbi Elazar first, b'mara mishum mai mechayiv. The Gemara will discuss in Rabbi Elazar what exactly you're chayav in these things, why there is surei d'orais, and why the rabbanim hold they're only d'rabbanim. Okay, Omer Rabbi Elazar. Machlokas biyad, avo bekli chayav. The Mishnah which says that your potter, according to the Rabbanan, right, is only if you do it by hand. But if you cut your fingernails with a kli, right, with a scissor or whatever, then you're chayv according to everybody. Versus pshita, b'zu b'zutana. That's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, if you cut your fingernails by hand or with your teeth, then Rabbi Elazar says you're chayv and the Rabbanan hold your potter. Mashma, that if you did it with a kli, everybody hold your chayv. So what's the chiddush? Mao the same, Rabbanan Bechli Nomi Patri. I might think that the Rabbanan, Slav Dafka, that if you do it with your hand, right, or with your teeth, that your potter going to the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan hold your potter Bechlau. The Hadik Tani Zubazu, Lahodiacha Kocha Rabbi Elazar. I said, why did it say with your hand? To tell me that even then Rabbi Elazar says you're chayiv. Tell me the Chiddush that Rabbi Elazar holds, even if you take off your fingernails by hand, you're also chayiv. Kamash Malah, no, that the Machlokis is only where you do it by hand. But if you do it with a kli, even the Rabbanan hold your chayiv. Okay. V'omer Rabbi Elazar, machlokas, kamash malan. V'omer Rabbi Elazar, machlokas li atzmo. Rabbi Elazar says, the machlokas is only where you did it to yourself. Okay. Aval lechaveiro divrei hakol poter. But if you took somebody else's fingernails, not with a kli, right, then even Rabbi Elazar holds your poter. Pshita tziparnov tanan. It says v'therish in the Mishnah, your fingernails. Mash with somebody else's that you're not chayiv. Now the same, Rabbi Elazar lechaveiro nami mechayiv. V'hadik tani tziparnov lo diacha kocha de rabbanan kamash malan. I might think Rabbi Elazar holds your chayiv even if you do it to somebody else. And the reason it said your own is to tell me that even in the case where it's your own, the rabbanan hold your potter. That's where Rabbi Elazar holds your chayiv. Kamash malan, no, even Rabbi Elazar holds if you do it to somebody else, because on yourself, it's possible to do it in a good way. What's it called, to take off your fingernails or bite your fingernails could be a malacha that you can do properly. But when it comes to somebody else, very difficult to do it properly by hand instead of a kli. Rashi says, look at Rashi. Machlokas biyad, behosh and notlan biyado. Right, you take it off by hand, velo bikli, not with a kli, hu de pater rabbanan. That's when the rabbanan say a pater. Shein derek ziza bekak b'chol. That's not the normal way to do it b'chol. Mao the same of Bechli Nomi Patri Rabbanan, the Ein Kan Mishum Gozes, the Lo Shayach El Abitzemer Behema. So Rashi says, what was the Havamina? Why would I think the Rabbanan would hold it even Bechli? Because Lamaisa, Rashi learns the Chi of his Gozes. Gozes, we learn from the Mishkan, because they sheared the wool off the skins. So, what's it called? I might think it's only wool, but fingernails is not called Gozes. No, fingernails also called gozes. Anything that grows on the skin, extra, even like wool, is also chayiv and gozes. But I might think, no, it's only something like wool, which is pliable or whatever, not fingernails, right? So kamash malon not. Others say that the chiyu, first of all, okay, we'll get to it in a second. Let's use Rashi first. Machlokas liatzmo, behohu de mechayiv Rabbi Elazar. When does Rabbi Elazar say you're chayiv? That it is the derech to take it off even with your hands, right, by your own fingernails. Sheyochala amen yodo liatzmo lesakno below kli. It's possible for a person to steady his hand and take off his fingernails, his own fingernails, without a kli. Aval lechaveru ein yochala amen es yodo likli yotha below kli. I really don't understand this. The chora, if you can do it for yourself, one hand to the other, why can't you do it to somebody else? But it could be that since you're the one who's doing it, you can hold this hand the way you need it to get the thing. But somebody else, right, you can't, you know, get him to hold his hand exactly the same way that you want to get it off without a kli.
You also feel yourself.
What?
You can't feel the other person. You get the other person. You can feel yourself.
I hear. Okay. So, okay. Shmur says, Pshita, Tzipar Nov Tnan, Shel Atzmo. Yeah, it could be that's Shach, because that's why... By some places, the minig is by a nifter to cut his nails as part of the tahara, Our minig is not to cut the nails because it's impossible to know that you're cutting, not cutting too much, because he doesn't really scream in pain. If he does, right, you have a problem. Mustama, that's the idea. In other words, your own, you can do it in a way that you know where you're doing too much or too little, so you can be ma'am and yada, do it properly. But somebody else, it's impossible. So, I guess, okay. What? Do? Somebody else's nails off. Yeah, but it's also the same thing. It's, right? Bite his finger off, too, but it's not... Okay, Samara says, Pshita Tsiparnov Tnan Shel Atzmo. Right? Samara says, no, I might think that it only said Tsiparnov to tell me that what's it called, the Rabbanon or Pater even there. But Rabbi Lezer's Machayev in both cases. Okay. So over here, there's Rashi's Mashman, the Chiyuv is Gozes. And the Havamina was that what's it called, that Gozes only applies to wool or something similar to wool and not to fingernails. First of all, who do we paskin like? So the Ran paskins like Rabbi Lezer here, not like the Rabbanan, and therefore you'd be chayiv if you bite your nails. Okay, Shiloh here. So you're over, it's also for sure to bite your nails. Shiloh is it Nisr the Rabbanan, Nisr the Rabbanan, the Reis. And the Rambam paskins like the Chachamim. Now, the Shiloh is like this. Rashi learns that the chiyuv is Gozes. There's a Rabbeinu Yonasan who says the chiyuv is kotzer. A person is considered like a dule karka, right? Like gross in the ground. People are hukash lekarkos. And therefore, taking off a fingernail is like kotzer. So it's like a big nafkamina between the two malachas. And some say, the Chassam Sofer says it's memachik. You're making the skin, smooth. Right? That's why they sheared the wool too. They didn't need the wool. They need the hide to be smooth. So it's memachik. So those are the three paths of the surahs. Nafkamina is like this. Is cutting your fingernails a malacha shein tzrich leguf or not? Right? If the malacha is, even let's say gozes, right? If the malacha is that normally you shear wool because you need the wool. You don't shear the wool for the sake of the animal, right? Pashtus, okay? So lechora is gozes, kotzer for sure. Harvesting is not for the sake of the ground, not to make the ground smooth. It's because you need the thing that's harvested. So if you hold it's harvesting, there's no shaila that cutting your fingernails, if you don't need the fingernails, right, you're not going to use them for, I don't know, making a fingernail pillow, whatever, right, filling it up with fingernails, then it's a malacha shein tzricha legufa. And if you hold like that, then it's very simple what the Gemara said, the havamin of the Rabbanan was. I might think that, what's it called, that the Rabbanan even hold with a kli, your potter, because they hold like Rav Shimon, malacha shein tzricha legufa is potter. Kamash malah, no, they hold like Rav Yehuda. Okay, so if it's kosher, it's for sure. If it's memachek, then if you don't need the fingernails, for sure it's melacha shicha legufa. Because it has nothing to do with the fingernails. It has to do with making your skin smooth. Even if it's gozes, there's two kinds of gozes. There's a gozes that they had where they needed the wool to use for using material for the mishkan. There's another kind of gozes where they didn't need the wool, but they needed to make the hides, pretty or whatever. So, therefore, it's possible that gozes is chayiv, even if you don't need the thing you're taking off, but you just want to beautify the thing that's left. That's called malacha shtricha legufa, right? Because gozes had two different kinds of gozes. Gozes for the thing that you needed, and gozes to beautify the thing that you were leaving. So, lemaisa, right, haircut. You don't need the hair, but the purpose of cutting the hair, or even the, what's it called? So, white wool by an animal... Usually it's for the sake of the wool, but that's not the only reason. If you have what's it called leather, you could do it to beautify the leather. So there's a big shiloh over here whether this is a malacha shein tzricha legufa or not, based on these different things. If it's, again, mamachik, it's for sure not a malacha shein tzricha legufa. If it's kotzer, it for sure is a malacha shein tzricha legufa. If it's gozes, you could learn either way. So the Shulchan Aruch says that what's it called? That you're chayiv over here, right? Pashtus with what's it called with a kli, okay? Not like the chachamim, but the chara. Why are you chayiv? The Rambam holds your chayiv because he holds melacha shein tzrich legufa is chayiv. The Shulchan Aruch holds melacha shein tzrich legufa is the potter. So, but yet they hold that cutting your fingernails is chayiv. So there's two different shitas in the Achronim. Why? One sheet that says it's happened to be talking. Well, you need the fingernails. You need them for something, right? You're making a fingernail project or whatever, and you need the fingernails to put on your board, you know, the poster board, right, so you can show what cut fingernails look like. And others hold, no, they hold your chaya because it's not a malacha shen tzrich legufa. Even if you don't need the fingernails, this is called a malacha tzrich legufa because the tzorech is making the fingers beautiful, not needing the fingernails. Okay, let's go on. V'chein saro. Tana, hanotu mole pi hazug chayev. How many hairs do you have to cut to be chayev? Mole pi hazug. It's enough to fill the end of the scissor. The kama mole pi hazug, how much is that? Omer Rav Yehuda shtayim, two hairs. V'hatanyo lekorcha shtayim. Right? We have a Mishnah that says that notu pi hazug and lekorcha is two. Mashma that notu pi hazug is not the same thing as two. This one you need two. This one you need notu pi hazug. Ema v'chein lekorcha shtayim. Read that Mishnah, the chen lekorcha, right, is two. Meaning, what's it called? That the same shear. Mole piazug and two hairs is the same exact shear. So whenever you have a chiyuv of cutting hairs, like what's it called? Making a korcha la mace, right? Tearing out your hair over a dead body is an issur. How many hairs do you have to tear over to be over the lav? Two hairs. Okay. And that's also called mole piazug. Tanya nami hachi. Hanotu mole piazug b'shabes chayiv. The kama mole piazug shtayim. That says that if you take out the full amount of the end of the scissors of hair on Shabbos, Yechayev, and how much is that? Two hairs. Rebbe Lezer Omer Achas. Rebbe Lezer says one hair, Yechayev. Umodim Chachom Rebbe Lezer, and the Chachomim agree to Rebbe Lezer that even one hair is Chayev, but Malakit Levonis Mitoshchoros. If you take out white hairs from what's it called, from black hairs. Shafilu Achas Chayev. Right, that even if you take out one on Shabbos, that's chashan. Taking one white hair out from two, from many black hairs, right, that makes it chashuv, and therefore the shear becomes smaller, even one hair. Right, the dover zeh at bechol aser mishum shenemar lo yilbash gever simlas isha, and this is aser even during the weekday, because what's it called? A man is not allowed to tear out his white hairs because that's what women do, and that's aser because of lo silbash isha. Okay, the Rambam learns that even on Chol, it's your chayiv. If you do it, you chayiv olas, chayiv malchus. And the Ritva and the Ravid say, it only says over here, osir. It's not chayiv. It's not really tikune isha. One white hair out of a lot of black ones is not exactly making yourself look really great, right? You have to take off a lot more than that. So therefore, that's not called lo yulbash isha, gever simlas isha. And they ask also over here, why on Shabbos isn't your over because of Borer?
Isn't Yisrael over there also?
What? That's a machlokus. What's it called? If it's dafka for that or whatever. But Pashas asks even these kinds of things too. So in any case, so that's a shaila, whether it's also min haTorah or only min the Rabbanan because of lo yubash gever, right? And the Gemara only says osur mishum. It doesn't say chayiv mishum. And what's it called? Another shaila is why on Shabbos isn't it also because of borer? So some say the shaila borer, borer ben mechuber lekarka. If something's connected to the ground, it's a shayach borer. Or borer is only shayach things that are separated from the ground. And here it could be a different reason. The Gemara says in Bava Basra, every hair has its specific guma, right? Its root. It doesn't. They don't get mixed together. So hairs, even though on the top they seem to be mixed, but since they are separated. Right, mamish, every one, no two come out of the same thing, so that's not borer. Borer is only when there's an earbuf. But if each one is mamish separate, right, you could separate each hair and trace it down to where it comes out from the skin, and that lechor is not borer. I don't see anybody who says that, but lechor, that's an answer. Okay. Tanya, Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, we didn't hear what's the Rashi. Amot mole piazug, mole rosha misporai. That fills up the end of the scissors. Chayiv b'Shabbos, Rabbana b'Chli, Rebbe Lezer af b'Yad. The Zehu Shira. The Shira is two hairs, according to Rebbe Lezer, even if you do it by hand, and according to the Rabbana, if you do it with a Kli. But Tanya b'Hi b'Raisa b'Seifa u'le Korcha, she zira Torah lo sesimu Korcha shtayim, v'havi Korcha mechlal de piazug, la be'sarzeno. The Mishnah over there says, you need mole piazug for this Isser, and lekorcha too. Mashma, they're two different Shira. Rav says, no, Tanya Nami Hachi, that's what it means. It means Ula Korcha Shtayim. Same thing for Korcha. Rav Yehud Domer Shtayim. Rav Elezer Omer, Ba'achas Ukhayev, Velo Ba'inam Moli Piyazug. You don't need Moli Piyazug. One hair is also Chayev. Achas Chayev, Sheba'achas Umakbid, Shlo Yinir Kazokin. And the Rabbanan agree that if you take a white hair from amongst black ones, that you're Chayev because you're Makbid even on one, you shouldn't look old. Shimlas Isha, V'derech HaNoshim Lahakbid Al-Kach. The normal for women to be makbid on this, lishnos. Okay, that's what's it called? To make it, but if you're not doing it to look nice, you're doing it for parnasa, right? They only hire young people, and you want to look younger, which is a shayla also because it's los, what's it called? So nas dvorim, you're fooling the person. But it's talking where the guy can do the job or whatever, and he does not really that old. He got looked old more than his time, and this way people may not hire him because they think that he's right. So. Right, or Shaduchim is also fooling them. But talking, we're not fooling the person because you really are young, but you just look old, right? So Adarabba, it's you're okay to say how young you look. So there, what's it called? Some hold that it's mutter because there's not for beautification purposes. It's for parnasa, it's hefsid or whatever. That's mutter. Okay, Tanya, Reb Shimon Ben Elazar Omer, Tziporin Shapirish Ruba, Vitzitzin Shapurish Pirshu Ruban, Beyad Mutter, Bechli Chayiv Chatas. Right? If you have a Tziporin, a nail, that most of it is separated, but still hanging on, a little bit hanging on. Or Tzitzin Rashi says, let's see what Tzitzin Rashi says. Tzitzin. Little pieces of skin that grow around the nail, and they come off. It's, everybody has that. Okay, so if you do it with biyad, it's mutter to do. You can tear them off on Shabbos if most of them came across. We'll see in a second that there's other pitzanoi. But if the chli, you're chayv achatas. You do it with a chli, you take your nail clipper and you cut off the nail, or whatever your chayev chatas. Where says mikam needed to be kli chayev chatas biyad mutter lechatzila. Where did we find such a thing that if you do it with a kli chayev chatas, and the rabbanan didn't answer it, if you do it with by hand, then it's mutter completely. Hachikam pirshu ruban. If most of it came off biyad mutter bechli potter avalasa, even with a kli, since most of it's off. So Rashi said, what's it called? They say that what's it called? It's not no longer yonake from the body. Right? Or Rashi says it's just about ready to fall off, so anything that's ready to fall off is like fell off already. So whatever reason, it's not a chiyuv anymore minatorah. It's not gozis minatorah. It's like it's already separated. So it's only midrabban. What?
Is that with the nail as well?
What do you mean? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. With either a nail or the skin. Right? We'll see there's another condition. So it makes it pretty much not lemaisa. Okay, the chli chayiv chatas, but what's it called? Avalaser. Lo pirshu ruban. If most of it didn't separate, then biyad potter. Then biyad is also mit the rabbanan. Avalaser. Bechli chayiv chatas. And we're chli chayiv chatas. Om Rav Yehuda. Halacha k'Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Now halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Om Rav Bar Bar Chanan. Om Rav Yochanan. Vehusha pirshu klapei mala umetzaras also. You need two more conditions. One is that they're pirshu klapei mala. Rashi learns. Up means towards these things on the thing. They were disconnected on the bottom, and only the top part is still connected. And mala means top of the fingers. That's up. They were disconnected upwards. Okay, so they're hanging on the top of your finger. Okay, and the nail lechora something similar to that. I don't know exactly how with the nail it would work. So what Sagrashi says. Shapir Shuruban, crovenly notic. They're ready to be torn off. Shemar says, Mika midi kivin the bekli chayiv chatas biyadi kashvus kseir atu kli. Anytime something, if you did it with a kli, is chayiv chatas, biyad would be asam at the rabbana, not mutter. Shemar says, klapi mala, letzad hatzit poren, towards the nail, his schilu lifrosh, to come at sarli, because that really causes pain. When it comes off like that, it's really painful. So you need two conditions, or at least. That it has to be painful. It has to be also that it was porish klapei mala. So the way Rashi learns klapei mala means towards the top of your fingers. Tosus says just the opposite. Mala means towards the top of your arm. This is the bottom. When you hold your arm down, this is the bottom. Mala means this way. So the maisa, since we're not sure which way is mutter, right? Whichever way you look, somebody holds it's aser. Therefore, the Maisa, the Svarim have to be machmer and not take off a nail, even if it was Poresh, even if it's Mitzayer you, even not with a Kli. And the same thing goes with these tzitzim. That's what the Shemurah says. Because we're not sure what Lamala is, you have to be machmer in both situations.